Morning Program with Gary Anstead, where you don't miss a thing.
Welcome back. 25 minutes to 11. Keen to hear from people out there who are doing it tough trying to find work because the Australian Bureau of Statistics figures would confirm that Western Australia is doing it really tough at the moment. It is very difficult to find full-time employment. We are now the worst in the country in terms of unemployment rate, and the figures show that we've had 22 consecutive months of fall in full-time employment rates. How is it for you out there, if you know someone or it's yourself, once you've lost your job, how easy is it to get one back at this current time? And of course, as we head into this period of time, it's always difficult around Christmas time because companies start to wind down a bit. Now, Shireen Dupries is from Elite Human Capital, which operates here in Western Australia, in HR, and she joins me on the line. G'day, Shireen.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
So, okay, I'm good, but there are a lot of people out of work. How tight do you think it is right now?
Yes, very challenging job market in Perth at the moment. I'm not surprised at all by the latest unemployment figures. That's certainly what I'm seeing out in the market in Perth.
Any particular sectors? I mean, obviously we know mining resources, you know, the heat's on there, but is it across more than that?
It is across sectors. It's very tough across different levels as well, so trades, professionals and executives. So whether you're a boilermaker or if you're in HR or you're a senior level executive, it's tough right across the board. There are a few exceptions, of course, but for the most part, very difficult job market in Perth.
So is it because, okay, so the heat comes out of the economy through the reduction in iron ore prices, the mining and resources sector start making people redundant, that just flows through every sector in WA?
I think it does, certainly. As you said, 22 months of consecutive job losses. You've had the very large employers like the BHPs and the Rios driving down the cost of their employees. So even existing employees have had to reapply for their own jobs and then accept 10% less or a redundancy. There's been more redundancies than new jobs created. So definitely a net loss of jobs.
Really? And then, more redundancies than new jobs at the moment.
That's what I'm seeing. And in addition to that, the nature of work is changing. So whilst an employer may have previously put on a permanent staff member, now they'd be opting more likely for a short-term contract to fill an immediate need.
Yeah, so in other words, it's a more casual workforce right now, and of course that gives you no security.
Correct. And even those people that are in positions don't necessarily feel secure.
Okay, so can you see in your crystal ball, Shireen, you know, where we're heading next year at the moment? Would you agree that at this time of year it's even harder to find work?
Just as we come into December, January, that's traditionally a very low time of new jobs to be available. So I've been a recruiter for more than 10 years and generally I tend to take some time off in December and January.
Yep.
And so you would want to just bear in mind people won't be available to return calls and whatnot. So, and then February, it really starts to get active again.
And obviously, you know, there were people out there that would be getting demoralised by it, the fact that they are writing, you know, off applications left, right and centre and getting nowhere. But they're not alone, are they? There's just a lot of it.
Well, you mentioned the job advertisements. Look, unfortunately, some people haven't adapted their job searching techniques.
Yeah.
And, for example, I recently advertised for a human resources senior-level person and I had hundreds of applications. But surprisingly, many people don't realise that most jobs are not actually advertised. So there's high competition for the advertised jobs, lower competition for those jobs that aren't advertised, and they're in what's called the hidden job market.
You got any advice on how to get into the hidden job market, Shireen?
Yes. You can certainly use a lot of online tools available now. So I'd be looking to use social media tools, asking for help from contacts. Look for organisations that are growing, so doing desktop research around which are the organisations that are growing. For example, there is growth in the health sector, in the medical sector, in the aged care sector. Anyone with very strong digital and technology skills, they're being picked up fairly quickly.
Yep. How hard is it, though, for people to transition from one sort of industry, whether it be mining and resources, into like you said, the health sector? I mean, in terms of qualifications, how strict is it? It must be hard.
It is challenging. I mean, I would certainly say that if people have a little bit of time on their hands to use it to upskill, to use it to be constructive with their time, have more time with their kids, it may take longer for them to find additional work, and that needs to be factored in.
There must be, though, people who have, you know, simply left the state because their job with the mining and resources has dried up. They've been made redundant. So there must be, there's got to be some upside to the fact that people are leaving the state, and hopefully opportunities will start to arrive.
Yes, people are leaving the state. And in fact, candidates I talk with, I'll often say, have you considered the East Coast? Because Sydney and Melbourne are doing much better, and we have seen, certainly in the professional and executive market, people that can move east will move east. Even in the trades market, people are being picked up for construction projects and whatnot on the East Coast. So we are seeing people leave the state at the moment.
So the problem is with the issues around job security right now, then people are reluctant to spend and perhaps you know, buy a house or a property, and that's just having a massive impact across the state.
It is, certainly in the upper end of the real estate market and the middle end, even in the lower end around the apartments. Say, I've got friends that are realtors and they've seen that flow-through effect, you're right.
All right, so crystal ball then, Shireen, next year. I mean, is there anything that tells you things are going to change or get better or improve in any way?
I'm optimistic for next year. I think it'll be better than 2016. I'm certainly seeing activity in the small to mid-tier resources companies, so gearing up. That will, of course, depend on commodity prices. Then those other sectors mentioned, health sector, medical, aged care, there are places that are, you know, parts of the economy that are growing. So I'm more optimistic about next year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it sounds like what people might need to do, and I know that we sometimes in the media sector, because, you know, with what's happening with the newspaper markets and so on, there's a bit of a running joke about everyone's got to have a plan B. Would you agree with that? Like, no matter what sort of sector you're in, you sort of always think about what could happen and have a plan B and something that you could go into. And we've got people that, you know, are off doing 1 year teaching degrees.
Yes, look, and there's quite a lot of opportunity in that plan B mindset. I know people that are certainly looking to pick up contract work and they're exploring other interests that they might have. I mean, it depends on your household. If you're a single-income household or a double-income household,
yep.
I'm seeing sort of husbands and wives switch roles. And so it's actually a great opportunity for people if they have a professional interest or a personal or hobby, something they want to explore that will add sort of value and interest to their life, rather than getting hung up on the doom and gloom of the fact that you know, there aren't as many jobs out there.
Yeah, and if you can afford the time to sort of go back and do the sort of study that might be required to take you in a whole different direction, of course, that's another way around it. But, yeah, okay, well, let's hope that next year things start to pick up. I appreciate you joining us today, Shireen.
Thanks, Gary. You have a great day.
Shireen Dupree, Elite Human Capital, that operate here in Western Australia, just giving us a bit of a sketch of how the job market's looking at the moment. They recruit people and they can see where people are needed and where they're not needed and how many people are knocking on their door saying, have you got any work that you can recommend to us, and so on.